You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball and the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And we have Dylan Dylon Matthews on the other side, smiling creep like a creep. It's really creepy. Don't smile like that, please. And we are the Morning Shift. Good morning.
Hey, man, what's going on with you?
Nothing. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just hanging out, man. Having a good Wednesday. I guess it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Hey, Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Hey.
Hump day.
Love it, man. Mike. Nah, man. Everything's cool. Got some really good sleep last night.
You did. What time did you go to bed?
Say I was lights out at 8. And you're probably snoring at 8:30.
Okay.
My wife sent me a video this morning of me snoring. She was like, "Gotta do something about this.
No,
it's getting bad. It's getting out of hand."
Mike, I don't want to step on your toes here about this, but did you bring what you were supposed to bring?
Yeah,
he did.
I don't know what this is, man.
So we've got a mystery gift for Mike.
I think it's a gift. I don't know what it is.
It's a mystery package for Mike today. He's going to open it up at 7:20. His wife, Lindsay, sent it along. Now, Bo, if Amy were to send a package along with you to open up on the air, would it be a good surprise or a bad surprise?
Probably wouldn't be for me at all. It'd probably be for somebody, one of y'all. So it'd probably be good, I guess, for somebody.
Well, do you think you would agree to do this? Because I'm very hesitant. I'm like, I don't know why I agreed that this would happen.
Right.
I mean, sure. I mean, I wouldn't be. I mean, it's just an Amazon package. There's nothing really. I mean, you could probably feel what it is if you tried.
I tried. You want to feel it?
I mean, it could be something embarrassing, though. You know.
Yeah, it could definitely be something embarrassing. No,
there's like self care items in your bathroom you don't want people to see.
Like, you know,
feels very flexible. Let's just put it that way.
I think I'm pretty fine with everything in my bathroom. That's on the counter. Like, I mean, I don't think there's anything bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. It feels like it's a piece of clothing.
Okay.
But I'm gonna leave it right there because I don't even want to wonder out loud what it is. And I'm mad at myself that I even agreed to this, to be real. She asked me like a week ago. She was like, "Can I send something along?" I was like, "No. We got, you know, way too much stuff going on right now."
Yeah.
And kept just kicking back. And finally yesterday she was like, "Look, tomorrow's Wednesday."
Okay.
You know what I mean? There was no football on last night. Which is why I got to go to bed early. She was like, "Tomorrow's a good day for this." So I'm sending it, and she put it in my bag, and here we are. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I know for sure with only 2 years of marriage, if a package was sent along with me today, it would be such a good surprise. I know that for
Grant.
Sure. Well, exactly.
I was going to say.
But I'm saying, but maybe years down the line, he'd send a joke gift along. I don't know.
100%. Yeah, add 5 years to that, and I'm sure at some point he's going to start taking shots. Okay?
Exactly.
All right. It's just the nature of the beast. And my wife is obviously a very lovely person, but she does like to make fun of me from time to time. So it just kind of is what it is, man. But it ought to be fun. I don't know what to expect. It feels like a piece of clothing, but we'll see.
7:20 is when we will have Mike open up this mystery package. Now, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. I want to say congrats to Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love has declared for the NFL draft, made that official last night. The Jets have released Alan Lazard after 3 seasons. He was the last tie to the Aaron Rodgers era. The New York Knicks clinched the NBA Cup over the San Antonio Spurs last night, 124-113. And Trae Young is back on the court. The Hawks announced that he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks. How amazing is that?
I'm ready. And I'm ready just to kind of unveil what this next chapter is. Right? And we've all talked about it for a month plus about what this team is when Trae comes back. And, you know, this is kind of Jalen's team and all the contract stuff going on. Trae, let's rip the Band-Aid off, man. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we can roll out there and what we can build to. I don't think the whole story is going to be told in game number one with Trae back. But nonetheless, man, I'm excited to see whatever the product is and what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take some time, I think, to kind of mesh and get – because they've had no games together. They played 3 games, I think. The fourth game he got hurt. Maybe it was the third game. So, and they played, there was the fourth game they got hurt. They were 1-2 without him, and then they've won games without him. They've stayed in with where they're like a game from third place, and even though they're in ninth and in a play-in. So, the ball can't stop. I know that much. I mean, you've in 4 or 5 games, that ball hasn't been moving, or you've got problems. And then that means this was a tryout year. Should they pay Trae Young the big, big money? And he's going to have the second half of the season, a little more than the second half of the season, to prove that they should.
I am not one of those people that think this team is better without Trae Young. I do not believe that at all. I think you need a Trae Young on this team for this Hawks team to get to its full potential. But I am of the opinion, and I am of the thought that the way this Hawks offense is – carrying itself right now, what they're doing right now, it needs to stay the same as much as it possibly can. And with Trae Young, just be able to plug in it and improve this offense. This offense doesn't need to change. It just needs to improve with Trae Young added to the mix. So this team isn't better without Trae Young, but you need this offense to stay the same. So that's going to obviously be the million-dollar question like you guys are talking about. And I heard Mike Conte say yesterday with Andy and Randy when he was on with them, Hawks lead the league in assists right now, 31 per game. That cannot change. That has to stay the same, and the ball has to continue to have the same life to it when Trae Young comes in. So I do think there will be an adjustment period, but we have Trae Young, Quinn Snyder, this whole team, Jalen Johnson, everybody has to find a way to add Trae in and keep this offense as it is as much as it possibly can.
Trae has to find a way to fit in. It's not on everyone else. That's true. On Trae. Trey's the leader. Trey's supposed to be the superstar. It's on Trae to come in and mesh. It's on Quinn Snyder and Trae. It's not on Jalen Johnson. It's not on any of these guys that have been doing it on there. It's on Trae Young.
Dylan,
Trae has to come in and mesh.
Do you think it's more likely that Trae gets more minutes off throughout the rest of the season? Like more than he would have before? You know, Trae's always played like a ton of minutes. I'm just curious if Quinn will be more likely, you know, some of the stretch runs, some of the time where maybe the ball is stopping, and he just pulls Trae out and just kind of tries to reignite what we've seen the last couple of weeks.
That's a good point. I think that definitely is a possibility. I don't think Quinn Snyder at this point, because he knows his future isn't tied to Trae Young at this point. I think he would. I would like to think Quinn Snyder would be able to say, "Hey, ball sticking to a little too much with Trae Young in it. Let's pull him out." Spumoni. How many times I gotta say Spumoni? But I think he would be willing to pull the trigger and be like, Dyson, you've shown you can run the point at a high level. Go ahead and go in there and let Trae Young sit maybe an extra few minutes and let him get some extra rest.
Well, because that narrative is out there, you know, since Trey's been out, oh, they're better without him. Where's that tipping point? Like, if they lose this first game, obviously we're going to see his first game back. If they lose that game, we'll obviously see a lot of people talking on social media about that. But where's the tipping point going to be where that narrative starts to calm down a little bit?
Yeah, I think they have to go on. I think if they go on an extended winning streak, if you see them go on like a anywhere between, obviously, like I think like a four to, you know, anything past like a four-game win streak, I mm-hmm. think that'll slowly start to go away. And really it's more about just seeing the ball move as much as it has been without Trae Young in the game. Even if they go on a run where they maybe drop some games, if the offense looks how it's been looking since Trae Young's been out, then I think that narrative will go away. So as long as it doesn't look too different, you don't see Trae Young dribbling the air out of the ball and just taking the life out of the offense, I think that narrative will go away, even if they don't go on some extended winning streak.
I will say this, too, and I think that Trae does deserve some credit because all the rumors and whispers from around this team over the last few weeks, and you've even seen some of it on TV, is that he's been extremely supportive. Like he's been like Jalen's hype man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, you're that guy. You take over. You're the superstar. You're the all-star. And I love that, man, because I don't think that the Trae that I thought Trae was 4 or 5 years ago, I don't know what he would have been that way.
I agree with that. And I think something we've talked about a lot on this show over probably the last season and a half, two seasons, we're really going to see we all agree on this show that Trae Young has definitely matured from when he first came in the league, which you would expect. I mean, he came in the league, very, very young at you know, 19-year-old or whatever the case was. We're really going to see Trae Young if he can even take that next step in maturity by saying, hey, I know that even though I'm still kind of the guy on this team, I'm still the Batman, the 1A, Jalen Johnson isn't a 2. Jalen Johnson is my 1B. And I got to know when, okay, maybe it's just not my night. I need to get Jalen the ball more, or I need to make sure I can, like Bo said, be more passive, make sure the ball movement is happening, make sure I'm not slowing this offense down or hindering or hampering this offense in any way because I'm dribbling too much or I have the ball in my hands too much.
I would say that is one of my concerns this season. Like, if you get to a point where things aren't going well for Trae, just personally,
yeah.
And you know, he's trying to be team Trae, he's trying to fit in, like Bo just kind of brought up, it's on him to kind of fit back into this lineup, this rotation. Is there a point where Trae gets, you know, midway through the year and says, man, I'm in a contract year. You know what I mean? Like, my assists are down, my points are down, whatever, maybe my minutes start to come down. I'd be curious to see how he's going to react in that moment. And I think we all expect the best out of him, but I don't know, man. That's going to be a strange kind of dynamic towards the end of the season this year.
I would like to hope, just to that point, I would like to hope that if the team is winning the way they're supposed to be winning, then Trae Young won't worry about that and know that that all work itself out. So to me, that all goes back to hopefully his maturity. And, you know, we've all thinking he's taking a step of maturity. Hopefully, if that does happen, that maturity factor will kick in and he'll know, okay, as long as we're winning and we're in the position in the Eastern Conference and we're, you know, winning games how we're supposed to be, then he won't worry about, oh, I got to get mine because I'm in the contract year. You hope so.
Yeah, we'll see.
How long do you expect him to be with the Skyhawks?
A game, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly two. I don't think it's more than 2 games. I think two games max.
Oh man. Big Trae Young fan.
Yeah.
Big Trae Young fan.
Getting very excited.
And also just 1 second to shout out my guy Vete Krejci, who has been cold.
He's been going crazy.
He's been cold.
He's been good on both ends too. Like, bro, in that 76ers game, he made like an emergency switch it right there at the end of the game.
Locked
to
up
contest
Paul George.
That third. Yeah, bro.
Locked him up.
And they put the seatbelt on him.
Hey, all four of y'all go to that side. I got Vete. Nah, son.
He ain't locking up. He's like that.
Sit down.
He's like that.
I love it, man.
Go ahead and get the jersey,
Mike. I'm telling you.
Go ahead and get the jersey.
Hey, where's my Hawks people at?
Hey, maybe there's a Vete Krejci jersey in there. In the package.
Come on. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a Vete Krejci jersey.
There you go. Jersey, right. There you go.
I mean, you go around your house talking about your love for him, right?
Yeah. You know me. Yeah, for sure. My wife, very familiar with Vete Krejci. You know, very familiar. Can rip off the stat line whenever she needs to.
Well, it's getting very exciting. Of course, cannot wait to see Trae Young back on the court. And we are going to be previewing this Falcons-Cardinals matchup. both are dealing with very tough seasons. Whose job is on the line between the two? We'll get into it next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Good.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning at 6:22 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We're about to look ahead to Sunday, but your New Year's plans may be changing if you're hanging around Atlanta. Have you ever gone to the Peach Trop? Anyone?
No, I haven't. No. I've wanted to.
Yeah.
It's been a couple different places since I've lived here in the last 15 years.
Right.
I don't know where it is this year, but it's never really been something that I'm into.
That's the thing. It's not happening.
Oh, Mike. No.
The Peach Drop, it's changing. At Underground Atlanta, it's being replaced by a citywide fireworks and drone display.
Okay.
So,
what does that mean? What is a drone display?
Have you ever seen over stadiums like drones?
Yeah. Drone show?
Yeah, a drone show.
Do it at like Disney World. It's becoming really popular.
You know,
what
like
was
it,
that festival where Ludacris was playing a few weeks ago at Piedmont Park and they had drones twerking.
I know what you're talking dude. About, but I can't remember what that was.
So good.
Bo, do you know how at Stone Mountain they do like the laser show on the big rock?
Don't know what a drone show is.
Think of it as that laser show, but with drones. They just make pictures out of like drones that are lit up.
Yeah, okay. It's very cool.
It's cool, yeah.
That's actually way more intriguing to me than the Peach Drop.
And you're going to be able to see it from a further distance. I mean, obviously, yeah. Midtown is going to be like the best area to see it from. But it's also the fireworks display costs over $600,000 to put on every single year. This is $250,000.
So okay, cool. Yeah.
It's going to save money. More people can see it. And you don't have to get squished at Underground Atlanta, you know?
Yeah.
It was like our own little Times Square situation.
Oh, man. I love New Year's. I love the thought of New Year's, but I love the thought of doing it at my house.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's amateur night for sure.
I'm that guy. I'm like, we actually kicked around the idea of doing a fake countdown for my kids at like 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they kind of understood what it was.
Yeah.
And gave them, you know, some apple juice or something.
Yeah.
And we could all kind of have our own little countdown. And they're like, all right, we're going to bed. Tomorrow's a new year.
Yeah.
So we might do that. That's kind of on the radar.
I mean, Netflix has those countdowns for kids.
Yes, exactly.
So you should absolutely do that.
We'll put that in the bag.
Well, if you are one of those people that went to the Peach Drop every year, I'm sorry, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But they're just changing it up a little bit.
You're like buying a t-shirt every year. I went to the Peach Drop 2019. Okay, yeah. I'm going to collect these forever. Nah.
I wonder if there's more so like confetti you collected.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe if you're rusty.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Let's look ahead to Sunday. The Falcons are 5-9. Cardinals are 3-11. We face them this week. Clearly not the best records on either side. And Raheem Morris and Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon are both answering the same questions right now. You know, when's it going to turn around? How do you fix it? And someone actually asked Jonathan on Monday what his pitch would be to keep his job another year. Take a listen.
Kind of your pitch to ownership to return next year?
There's no pitch. There's no pitch. I'm concentrating on Atlanta.
That's what he should say. He's right. Like, what are you supposed to say at this
point?
Such
a stupid-ass question. I mean, it's just such a stupid question. Like, what do you want him to say? Like, what is he supposed to say? Yeah, I deserve it. You guys screwed me over by re-signing Kyler Murray before I got here. That's my pitch. I just don't understand. I don't understand media questions like that because what do they think that the coach is going to say? Do you think he was going to give a pitch right there?
Like,
was he going to go full fledged into it? Like, oh, well. I mean, I really think we've excelled here.
Right.
We've lost 11 of 12.
When you're up for a sales job or something and someone interviewing you goes, sell me this pen.
Yeah. I need write down your address. Do you have a pen? No, here it is.
Pitch.
I'll sell it to you.
There's no pitch.
Like
there's
on
no
Wolf
pitch.
Of Wall Street?
There's
I mean,
no pitch.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to say?
It's a difficult question. They've both been answering these nonstop because of the records. So whose seat is hotter at this point in time, would you think?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'll say this. Jonathan Gannon, I believe the number is now 23 players they have on injury reserve. I believe it's 23.
You want to know what our number is?
No.
It's 15.
There you go. So 23 players on injury reserve for him. I feel like they are probably in the kind of boat where they feel good about what they are offensively with a different quarterback. I mean, Jacoby Brissett has bounced around a number of different places, and the guy's lighting it up. So I don't know. I think that is the one saving grace for Jonathan Gannon, where you look at it and go, all right, well, feel good about kind of where we're going. Maybe you make a coordinator change, some of the other things. Maybe you move on from Kyler Murray and give him one shot with that kind of thing. But whose seat is hotter is very hard to say because I feel like they're both in that spot where both fan bases are ready to move on.
I would say it's Jonathan Gannon's.
Mm-hmm.
He's 15-33. They've lost 11 of 12. They've been on two. It's that because of that number, it's clear they've been on two extended losing streaks. I'm not a big fan of the Bidwell family that owns Arizona. I don't think they're very good owners. And they have... You know, it makes sense if you can get rid of Kyler Murray, get rid of the coach too, clean house, and start over. They never should have re-signed Kyler Murray. He's never been – he's had one decent year, and he pitched a hissy fit and got paid off of it. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan. I would clean house completely. If you want to talk about cleaning house, that's one where, I mean, they have a weapon in McBride and a weapon in Harrison when he's on the field. Other than that, That's it. That's your team right there.
Yeah, and I think that let's highlight this too, because he is on our fantasy team. Michael Wilson's been really, really good for them. When Harrison has not been available, Michael Wilson's really been that A1 kind of wide receiver for them. So he will be a tough matchup for the Falcons this year. But like I said, I don't know how you look at it and think, oh man, this offense is stumbling. It's almost the same way, the conversation that Zeno and I had a couple of weeks ago, where it's like, man, I understand that people want to move on from the head coach, but the thought of moving on from Jeff Ulbrich after you finally have solved the equation of getting your sack numbers up and right now you're second in the NFL kind of makes me nauseous. It's like, can't you just solve both things at the same time? And I think that's a question they're going to have to kind of deal with over there. And I think they are headed towards an imminent breakup with Kyler Murray, in my opinion, just because of what they've been able to do without him. And I think that Kyler Murray is the prototypical man. When things break down, he can make magic happen. But I also think Jonathan Gannon and that entire franchise are probably looking forward to having a quarterback that can do some of the pre-snap stuff and the reads in that way and get the ball out of his hand and not have to rely on some of that magic that Kyler has.
They're not very good up front. They've gotten called 28 times for holding calls, and they've given up 47 sacks. They don't run the ball overly well. Now, some of that could be the fact that they've been behind in games. I mean, they're the best thing about their offense is the fact that they're a really good third down offense. I mean, really good on third down. But other than that, they're not very, Trey McBride is far and away their best player. And it's not even close.
Yeah. I'm trying to count real quick and see how many running backs. I know it's multiple running backs. What is it? Three, maybe four running backs they have on IR right now, which is just hard for anybody to overcome. Trey Benson was one of them. Obviously Connor, Bam Knight, which happened just this past weekend. They've had some issues. They also have multiple guys, just like we do, on the offensive front that have gone down at times this year. So I'm with you. They've got to figure a lot out. They've got to figure the direction they want to go. But
the problem is you're not being you 11 of 12. I mean, I know we've had our string of losses, but 11 of 12 is pretty stinging. Gannon's had his issues on the sidelines with players, and I don't really dislike Jonathan Gannon, to be honest with you, but I just if it's a which one, it's Gannon to me over Raheem. Now Raheem's gonna have his own pitch to throw out there, I guess, at the end of the year to the owner.
Yeah.
Well, what are your gut feelings going into this matchup? And what would you want to see over these last three games at the Falcons? I know we've talked about, like, what do they need to do, but what do you want to see out of them over the next three games?
I've said all along that I'd like to see some clarity.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the clarity means anymore. It just, you know, I'm like, oh, Kirk throwing to Kyle, Drake getting healthy. You know, sprinkle in some Algier in the run game, but we've talked about it yesterday. Multiple of those names, like, I don't know what the future is with this team. And I think that's something that you kind of have, that's one of the things we're dealing with down the stretch. Now, you go to the defensive side of the ball, you're going to answer questions about David Onyemata, Kaiten Ellis, even Jesse Bates to a much lesser extent. What are you with Mike Hughes injured and out? You know, how can you kind of patchwork some of the spots that you're going to have defensively? But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. I just want to see some of these players perform. I want to see guys up front, you know, the Ruka Roro-Rose of the world, just continue to develop and continue to make their mark.
Yeah, win some football games. I mean, Kobe Bryant's got an opportunity to see if he can step up, because there was a lot of hype about him as a college free agent. And I think we talked about this in training camp. You know, Everybody sees these guys in college, and they're like, well, we got him as a college. He's still a college free agent. He needs to be playing right away. He was a stud in college. And Kobe Bryant had a really rough night in Tampa. He got just absolutely picked on. He had a good play. He had two good plays. He had a pass breakup on Mike Evans, and he came up and made a nice tackle for loss in the second half. But other than that, Kobe Bryant was a complete liability on defense on Thursday night. And so I'd like to see him step up and look, whether Marvin Harrison's out there or not, if Michael Wilson's out there, they're gonna try to pick on Kobe Bryant, and Kobe Bryant needs to make some progress.
Yeah, I think it's a great call, and you know, schematically, which you know we'll get into kind of throughout the show, I wonder what situations they'll put him in. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's just you're getting to a point with Bowman out, and Mike Hughes out, to where the whole Natron Brooks experiment, it's you don't want to go back to that one. I think that's why Kobe got the opportunity he did. And I think Arch did a good job kind of talking around the broadcast. When you look at some of the issues that Kobe Bryant did have last week, it's like, why are you so far off, and why are you playing inside technique? Mike Evans just taking candy from a baby on some of the outbreaking routes, some of the stuff that he's running towards the sideline. It's like, he's not even having to put a move on Kobe Bryant. It's just like, I'm just going up here 8 yards, sticking my foot in the ground, catching the football, like no big deal. So hopefully Kobe Bryant is not put in a situation where he is just physically outmatched the way he would have been, had they known going into last week's game that he was going to be such a big part of it. So I don't know. We'll see. It just continue to do the things you do, and some of the things you did last week that led you to be successful, and kind of wipe out the penalties. I think that's kind of the key to victory.
That's part of it, making the adjustment. That's part of it for me. That's part of a progression of a young player, is going back and watching what you put on tape the week before and what players and teams did to take advantage of you and correcting it.
We're going to continue to break down this matchup, who we need to watch out for at 7 o'clock. But coming up, there's a lot going on in college football. We've got playoffs. We got AP Coach of the Year. We've got theft. We'll cover it all.
Theft.
And we've got my Mac drop. We're going to play a game called Win, Lose, or Coal, like Santa's coal. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
42 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. I want to say congratulations to Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year.
I've talked about Kurt on this show multiple times, man. He was our wide receiver coach when I was at Alabama multiple years. I want to say maybe 3 years, the entire time. And, you know, while Kirby was there as well. And it's crazy to see where a lot of these coaches have gone since that time. You know, Jim McElwain was our offensive coordinator, and a number of the Glenn Schumann was like an analyst back then.
Analyst?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Analyst?
anyways, just happy for Kurt, man. He's one of those people that, as you know, as obvious by his opening introductory press conference when he's like, Google me, I win. You know, and credit to him, man. Like, he has stuck to that, and that's all he's done. He has taken that team and that program to new heights, and seems pretty settled in up there.
It's what they needed, I guess. The whole Google me thing is still one of the more arrogant things, but it's like, I love it because it worked, and it's worked for him, and it's helped him. It's helped kind of, you know, his attitude is set a tone for a program that had none. I mean, that program had nothing. It was their, hell, their basketball program had gotten to the point where they were bad. And Cignetti steps on campus, and he just kind of changes the attitude of the football program, at least. And now they're a number one seed. They've got a really good path to play in a national title game. And, you know, I'm not a huge Oregon guy. I don't know what Oregon is this year, but I'll tell you one thing. That Ohio State win is extremely impressive. It's an impressive win on a neutral site. I don't care what Ohio State could or couldn't do with a chip field goal kick. The fact that you beat Ohio State on a neutral field in a Big Ten title game at Indiana is everything.
So I've seen this story floating around. I know you guys have too. Two UGA football players were arrested on shoplifting charges, Dontrell Glover and Bo Walker. They were charged with misdemeanors, apparently had about $100 worth of stuff that they didn't scan at Walmart. I love the list, though. It's Totino's pizza rolls, sugar, loaf of bread, an eight-pack of Gatorade, air fresheners, Febreze plug-ins. We're very concerned about scent. One pack of napkins, paper towels, and foam plates.
It's what you expect from a college kid, right?
Exactly. And are they throwing a party?
No, I don't. I think that's just
what they needed.
I think that's probably because one of them was a freshman, I know, right? And I think maybe one of them, maybe they're both freshmen. But
I believe they are.
They were younger players. So, I mean, they're probably got some kind of financial backing right now as they are playing at the University of Georgia. And it's dumb, though, for me, because I understand forgetting to scan something. I'm not sure I've ever forgotten to scan $100 worth of items.
Right.
I'm also not sure that my reaction would be, I'm not going back inside. And that was their initial reaction. And then when the cops got there, they said, well, we'll go back inside now. And the store was like, yeah, not so much. We're going to charge you now.
Right.
And yeah. I think the whole thing's dumb, but I mean, just go back in. How do you not charge $100 worth of items? It's, if you missed an air freshener, or maybe a can of Febreze, I get it. But $100 worth of items?
And it's just such a freshman thing, such a 18-year-old kid thing. They said that they tried to get the guys to go back inside the store. Once they did get the guys back inside the store, one of the guys tried to kind of walk through the store and use another exit. You know, like I know that kind of a national perception sometimes, at least, you know, from some of the people I talk to, it's like, oh, another Georgia guy arrested. Yeah. It's just not that. It's
Kirby's
not the same.
Kirby's just got to be like, what's happening?
Yeah, it's just not. This is not the same to me as racing on a highway or some of the other things that we've seen lately. This is two freaking kids being idiots.
I would tend to agree had Georgia fans not cast a lot of stones at programs that were winning when they weren't winning titles and other programs were, and every arrest mattered. So
yeah, I mean, but I'm not talking to Georgia fans. I just mean the way Kirby Smart approaches things like this. This is not something where you got to have some kind of team meeting about, you know, like, don't be an idiot. That's the message to the team. Just don't be an idiot and you'll be fine.
And Jeremiah Love will be heading to the NFL draft. Made it official last night.
Got to capitalize when you can. These running backs coming out of college, especially with a guy with his star power right now, coming off the Heisman finalist thing. Good for him. I don't know where he lands, but good for him.
Yeah, he had nothing left to prove. I mean, he had nothing left to prove. There's not really much to say about it. It's kind of, this is this kind of, you know, paperwork at this point.
Make sure to join Damian Day-Day Lewis each Wednesday night. That's tonight for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, it is December. Santa's watching, fellas. So we're going to hand out judgments and play win, lose, or cold.
Okay.
For 2025. I'm going to give you a name, a scenario, maybe a team. You tell me win, lose, or Cole.
Is this kind of like Bonecliffe Mary, or is this?
I would say it's more so like good, bad, and ugly.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So these are your tiers. Win, lose, or Cole. Cole is clearly the ugly.
Fair enough.
All right. The Falcons season. Win, lose, or Cole.
Oh, just the whole season?
Yeah. At the end of 2025, what do you give them?
Right now, I'm going to say Cole. They could probably get into the lose category for me, but I'm going to say Cole right now.
Yeah, it's been ugly. It's not been brutal. Well, it has been brutal. It's just been unlike anything I remember experiencing with the Falcons, because you've been blown out in a couple, but most of the games you've been one score games. You just couldn't find a way to capitalize on.
All right, win, lose, or Cole. What are you awarding to Kirby Smart for 2025?
Win.
Yeah,
it'd be hard to say anything other than win for that guy right now. I mean, it's just his teams just operate at such a high level. They'd never beat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the way he coaches. And it reminds me so much of the early years when I was at Bama with Saban. I know it's been said a million times, but those teams are constructed around the idea that take the ball out of the other team's hands. Right. And I mean, like, not just the ball, the game, run the ball, control the clock. Do the things you have to, convert on offense and make sure you don't beat yourself penalty-wise, and then play really good defense. And when you have all those things working for you the way Kirby has in his time at Georgia, you're going to win a lot of football games when other teams go lose the football game. So he's operating at a very high level right now. I can't imagine giving him anything other than
win.
Win. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, it sounds redundant, but yes, let's go back and just say win.
All right, how about for win, lose, or Cole, the mom – an unknown number.
Is hell an option? I mean, that's kind of what I would pick for her. Is hell lose all the way around? You're just horrific human being.
Seriously,
she's just trying to poke at us, Bo. She knew what was going to happen here. That lady is one of the worst humans on the planet Earth.
I mean, that's the put some soap in a pillowcase and sneak up on her kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, my man. Goodness.
Yeah, no, yeah. I 100% co-sign on that.
She gets the pile treatment from Full Metal Jacket.
She you walking on the sidewalk and busy next to a busy road, you give her the old hip bump.
Well, damn. I mean, I didn't say killer. I mean,
right. I didn't say killer. I'm just
saying.
Well,
you just want to push her into oncoming traffic.
Put her in harm's way. That's all.
That's probably going to kill her.
Make her play Frogger for a little bit.
How busy are the street we talking about?
Like, give her the old hip bump.
Give her the old hip bump.
In front of a Waymo, of course.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
I did see a Waymo trying to turn left on a one-way street yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I grabbed my phone. And as I hit record, the blinker went to the right, and it turned right. I was like, man, I wanted to get it so bad, though.
All right, win, lose, or Cole? What is Lane Kiffin getting this year?
Cole, because he took a win and turned it ugly. And he also allowed some of his apparent still demons that he's dealing with to come back out. Stay out of the DMs, Lane.
Yeah, the old Joey Freshwater has resurfaced. I'm going to give him just a lose, though. I'm going to give him just a lose because I think personally he believes that it is an absolute win. He has landed an incredible job with an incredible situation, and really I don't know why he'd ever leave LSU if he continues to have success. Now, the Ole Miss side of it's definitely Cole, and it seems like the personal side of it could be Cole, but man, look, he's got things now kind of pointing in the right direction. I'll land somewhere in the middle for him because I know personally he's probably in a good spot.
Yeah. Win, loser, Cole, look through the glass. What is here?
Dylan's getting a dub. What are you talking about? Come on, man.
About to say, careful here. Careful.
Yeah. Dylan's getting a dub for me. Always got good vibes, man.
I don't know. If he keeps trying to cheat me, he's going to get a loss.
Fair. I'll take that.
All right. Man, that ain't fair. He's getting a dub.
But when he's got a new car, so it's definitely a win.
That's a good point.
Hey, there you go.
It's been a good year.
I don't know. Sometimes that feels like a loss because you didn't have a car payment. Now you got one again.
No, so. I still was.
Oh, okay. Yes. You got to win then.
Same.
You got to win then.
All right. Win, lose, or call Notre Dame football?
Loss.
Yeah, they're getting lose.
You played a mediocre schedule, lost to the two best teams that you played. And then you went around blaming everyone else for it. Kind of like that bum-ass mom and unknown number.
Seriously.
So they're all in the same.
They're getting a loss from me, too. You can't give them Cole because they went 10-2. But everything outside of those 10 wins has been a mess, including the opting out of the bowl and whatever else is going on up there. So it's even worse that their AD has come down and made it just triple as bad as it could have been otherwise. Yeah. So, yeah, they're getting a loss.
Win, lose, or Cole? 6-7.
No. No. Man, come on.
W. W meme. W brain rot.
You're not playing.
W.
What are you talking about? Like, give me a reason why it's W.
Because it's just funny.
No, that's not.
And at this point, funny. It annoys people so much that that's actually kind of become kind of funny to me how much it annoys people. So I'm giving it a W. Like, how can just 6-7 get under people's skin so much? If that's a W to me.
I wouldn't even say it gets under my skin. I just don't know how you give it a win. Like, I think it's just a loss. It's just out there.
I think it's a win because it's kids having innocent fun.
That's a great way to flip it, Allie Mac.
A lot of bad out there in the world, and these kids are getting joy out of saying 6-7. Let them have it.
Exactly. It could be a lot worse things.
That's actually a good point. That's actually a really good point, and I can rock with that.
All right. Win, lose, or Cole, Phillip Rivers.
Oh, massive dub. Massive dub for everybody involved. They almost won the game. I wish somebody would tell me how sore he was. I mean, because it's got to be just a 12. But, yeah, I don't think you can give him anything other than a win.
It's a win because he got health insurance for another 5 years.
I was about to bring up that same exact thing. I was like, he got to win solely off getting the health insurance for another 5 years.
Such a big deal when you got 10 kids. I mean, come on, man. That's huge.
One last one. Win, lose, or Cole. They took over the world for a moment. The Coldplay Kiss Cam couple.
Oh, that's a loss. I mean, I think, didn't she lose her job?
I'm not sure we ever got real details on what happened.
They had to have both lost their job, right?
Wasn't he a CEO, though?
Yeah, I don't.
There's got to be a board. You got to move on from him.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's. I don't know much about the company they worked for, but it's a loss. I mean, that was a bad month or two stretch there for them.
That was a Cole all the way around, man. You like not only were you doing something like real bad, but your reaction was not cool in real time. you completely wet the bed on how to react in that situation. So, moving forward, anybody else who's willing to take that kind of chance. It's probably going to be better prepared for that moment. Hey, just play it cool, man. Just play it cool.
If a kiss cam is going around, hide if you're doing something wrong.
Yep.
All right, coming up, the Falcons need a game plan to take on Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison. What can they do? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.